quarterbacks. I know it's probably a challenge for those guys to come in and have to run the thing. But what do you think of those guys, especially the one you signed from BYU?
Well, I'll tell you this. Just talking, walking off the field, I thought they did an outstanding job. I think anytime you have to come in, you know, obviously you're learning new footwork, you got a new cadence, center exchange. You know, you look at today's quarterbacks, they don't have a lot of experience under center. So, you're putting a balance of action passing in and drop back because, you want to install the offense the right way and make sure these guys get off on a right foot so when they do come back in 10 days or so, they have an idea what the veteran players are going through. But I thought they really did a good job with the footwork. And the tape yesterday was really good, and I'm excited to watch it again today. But I thought both those guys, they threw the ball well, but they took a huge jump. It's as good or better than I can remember. Two guys improving from day one to day two, and actually the day one video was really good. So I thought both young men did an excellent job.
Mike, you obviously know a lot about quarterbacks. What do you see in Hill? It looks like he could have had a really good college career if he hadn't had a lot of injuries.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he belongs. I think it's just, that's really when you're watching these guys for the first time in live action. And I think our personnel department did an outstanding job. We've been having conversations all morning, a number of these of our tryout players. So, as Ted and I were talking, when you have 90 spots, you wish you had 95. And I'm sure when you're at 95, you wish you had 100. So, we have some decisions to make, and we've been very impressed with a number of young men.
Mike, what do you hope to see from some of the young guys competing for that spot at right guard between now and the next 5 weeks or so?
Well, I mean, really, where we are in our off-season program, we've been on the field for a week, and offensively, we've been able to get through two installs, so. Just really to get the installs. We're tilting a lot more towards the pass than we have in the past. I mean, you've always been heavy passing game for this time of year based on what you can do on the field. So we're even doing more so. So just to get acclimated to the new things, you're looking for really flexibility. If you're not a starter on any part of our football team, particularly offensive line, your value is definitely going to increase with the ability to play more than one position.
Hey Mike, the past few years, you guys have brought in quite a few players that have kind of a versatile background to their college careers. In what ways, if at all, do you think that helps in terms of them transitioning into the pros and kind of being accustomed to that?
I think the more versatility you have in any aspect of this business, it helps you, and it's no different for the players. So, but I think it's important to know. As you work through this, where they are in their developing, what their experiences have been, the versatility, what has that has it created for them? Because that's where I think some guys may get overlooked, and so forth. So, I think it just definitely fits in the mode of the more you can do, the better the opportunity you have to progress.
Did Beagle's hand check out okay?
Yeah, he's doing okay.
Did he practice today?
He had a club. Yeah. He had a club on his hand today.
Wes's question. Is there also another side of that, though, where you don't want to over, like Josh Jones, it looks like he could do a bunch of things in your secondary and do the linebacker thing. How do you go about teaching him so he doesn't have to learn all that stuff right away?
I've always looked at it, really, it's up to the player. I mean, you have a vision, you have a plan of what you want to look like on offense, defense, and special teams. It's important that your system has the ability to incorporate any player that comes in here. So if a player has the ability to play three positions, we need to give them that opportunity. Now, how fast they get to play three positions, frankly, that's up to the player. So that's always been my approach each and every year, and that'll be the same with Josh or any of our new players.
Mike, we talk a lot about, obviously, the rookies transitioning to the pro game and getting used, but what is this weekend like for you guys in terms of getting to know them, these guys that you're going to be coaching now, for several months going into the new season? How important?
Well, it's first impression weekend. It's acclimation weekend, and I think that's why we call it rookie orientation. I mean, we don't call it rookie mini camp, and that's by design. And everything we do is to bring these young men in and get them acclimated to how we operate, clearly what their expectations are personally, professionally, in the classroom, on the field, in the locker room, in the cafeteria, at the hotel, transportation, media responsibility, community responsibility. So all the affiliations that they have. So it's important to take the time and lay that foundation, you know, and get these guys off to, you know, to a good start, because there's nothing worse than, you know, you go and you have a new job, you have a new opportunity, and you're worrying about, you know, 10, 12 things that have nothing to do with your ability to make the team. So we try to eliminate that as much of that stress as we possibly can, and it started Thursday night.
So, Mike, they don't come back for 10 days, is that what you said?
Yeah, they won't be here next week, correct, yes.
The Mets are back here for phase.
Yes, yes.
Asked about him already, but Cameron Brown out of UW Oshkosh, what have you seen out of him and just the fact
that he's a local guy? Well, I'll tell you, he had a heck of a play yesterday. It was kind of cool to see 32 on defense try to intercept the ball that was thrown to 32 on offense. That was like the highlight play of the game. But, yeah, I can't really give you a detailed breakdown of any of these guys. But I'll say this, he belongs. I mean, that's the first thing you always look for in the new guys, and very instinctive. Just a couple of plays I've seen him play make particularly in the 7-on-7 half line drills.
Mike, can you remember a time at this mini camp where, I don't know, maybe it was Allison last year or J-Rone a few years ago, or Callahan, where you were like, okay, I like this guy now, and I think he's going to be a player, and then he ended up being that as you watched him develop. Are there some instances from this weekend where you've had that happen?
Oh, absolutely. There's always at least a half a dozen or more of those, you know, and it really points to, you know, how hard it is to make it in this league, because it's not about ability and talent, and that's the first thing you're looking for. Can, you know, do they belong? You know, when you see a guy that's on the ground all the time, particularly in line play, you know, that's a big red flag. So the talent in this group is, I would definitely say, is very high, but then, as we all know, it takes a lot more than talent. And so, yes, we're always excited about a bunch of guys in this weekend. But as you get to know them and see what they're all about, you know, mentally, and can they handle it? You know, can they handle the stress and the grind and the competition? And because this is, you know, what these guys do for a living, it's not normal. So, but yes. But then, you know, on the other side of it, there's some guys that you think, oh, I really thought this kid was going to be a player, and it didn't work out.
What's your
about a guy like Jacob Onyechi? He's coming out of the Air Force. He's going to have to do 2 years of active duty. Mm-hmm. Kind of some, you know, legal stuff that went back and forth with that. Now it's official that they got to do 2 years. How do you prepare a guy like that that you know is at least going to be leaving for a while?
Well, we actually had appreciation for Brendan and Jacob today. I think it's important to recognize what's in front of them and what they do for all of us. So, but as far as preparing them, I think their training prior to this weekend is prepared them for anything that's going to be in front of them in the coming days, coming weeks, coming months.
Two more, please.
Mike, what's your thought process with long snapper? Let the two guys, young guys, battle it out, and you've always got Brett's phone number, or what do you think?
It's competition, you know, just trying to learn more about the, you know, both those guys. You know, we have a lot of experience in the building, you know, particularly at that position. So we're just, you know, creating competition there, and we'll see how it goes.